We sent out a memo today announcing that Mary MacArthur, who's the Assistant Director of the Literature Program for the National Endowment for the Arts, will be visiting the Poetry Center next Tuesday. And didn't get an announcement. I'm sorry. She'll be there Tuesday afternoon from 2 to 4. If you have any questions, just give us a call. If you'd like to speak with Ms. MacArthur and cannot come to the afternoon session, if you'll give me a message, I'll see that she gets your number and returns your call. She'll be here to answer questions about grants for small presses, how you apply for a grant for individuals, that sort of thing. The Writers at Work are sponsoring a reading tomorrow night in the Terrace Lounge of the Student Union. And that reading begins at 7:30. C.E. Pulverman of the Creative Writing Faculty will be reading, and Claudette Wassel Grimm from the MFA program will be reading. Also tomorrow night, there's a reading at Pima College, a poet from Ghana named Atukwe Okai. And that's at 8:30 in their, there's that multi-purpose building on the south side of the campus. Our next reading will not be next Wednesday. Our next reading will be a week from Sunday, the 30th, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the University Art Museum. The museum is at the corner of Speedway and Highland. Speedway and Olive. We're at Speedway and Highland. Museum's at Speedway and Olive. The reader will be Professor Bowen of the Literature Faculty of the University. And he will be reading from contemporary British writers. Professor Bowen read for us about 5 years ago, and it was a very exciting evening that gave us an opportunity to meet a lot of new writers that we weren't familiar with. And I'm sure this one will also be very exciting. I hope you can come to the Union tonight to meet Mr. Haas following the reading. Robert Haas has two books. Field Guide, which was the 1972 Yale Series of Younger Poets winner, and Praise. He lives in Berkeley with his family. He's very widely published in little magazines and greatly anthologized. I'd like to read a very short quote from Stanley Kunitz about his work. Reading a poem by Robert Haas is like stepping into the ocean when the temperature of the water is not much different from that of the air. You scarcely know until you feel the undertow tug at you that you have entered into another element. Suddenly the deep is there with its teeming life. I'd like to introduce you to Robert Haas.